I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, an alum of this Urbana-Champaign campus, both in meteorology and agricultural economics. Mike, there's a lot of discussion about how this crop, hurt as it is by the wet weather, will go forward. Have you looked at any historical accounts in the weather data?
We sure have, and there haven't been too many years quite like this one. If you combine May and June rainfall and turn that into one number across the Corn Belt, and we're defining the Corn Belt here as the states of Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, and Ohio, you can see that total rainfall over May, June was the wettest in at least 121 years. Our records go back to 1895, and we'll have received around 12 inches of rain for that two-month period, surpassing the next closest record in 2010. So from that perspective alone, it has been very wet.
What do we know about how the crop has been able to handle such wet conditions?
Well, this is where things do get interesting. If you look at U.S. corn and soybean yield since about 1960, and we like to start in 1960 because that's about the same time that the agricultural practices that we use today started to be used. Prior to 1960, the technology was a little bit too different to compare corn and soybean yields. But if we just start in 1960 and then we look at some of these wet May-June periods, we can pull out 11 that were similar, and those range anywhere from last year in 2014 all the way back into parts of the 1960s. But what we really want to know is how did soybean yields and corn yields turn out in those years? Well, the interesting thing is that three of those years had really bad corn yields. So three bad corn years out of 11 following a very wet May-June period, similar to this year, but again, this year will still have been wetter. The big finding, though, that we have is that those 3 years, which were 1993, 1995, and 2011, that had bad corn crops, all had bad weather in July or August. It wasn't just weather up till now that mattered. If you isolate 1995, some people may remember we had some extreme heat in July and more so in August of 95, which was detrimental to corn yields. That was on top of an early season freeze that occurred in September. In 2011, it just was warm throughout the entire growing season, and that kind of nipped yield potential. And in 1993, we had heavy rainfall similar to what we saw in June continue in July and then again in August. So just way too much water in 1993. But the point here is that you can still have an okay or even a good corn crop if weather cooperates from now forward, at least at the national level. In some of these areas that were extremely flooded over the last 3 to 4 weeks, they will always be dragging that U.S. corn yield down, but other areas can still make up for it, is what our finding tells us about corn. For soybeans, it's not too different. We just have a few other years that didn't turn out quite so well, one of those having been also in 2008. But again, in 2008 and in 1993 and 2011 and 1995, all these years we just talked about, weather always was unfavorable later in the year, in addition to having been unfavorable from May through June. So that's kind of what the point of our little research here is, that even though we haven't had a great start to the corn and soybean crop weather-wise, we can still get out of this mess if weather cooperates going forward.
That's Mike Tenora of T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.